It is not every day that you get to sit down with a Hall of Famer. Thank you for joining me, Marshall Faulk, here in Indianapolis. We got to kick it off. Canton, did you go this year? What's it like being able to go back and kind of visit with those guys?
I went back. It's phenomenal. I enjoy it. I actually love it. It's always a fantastic time when you get to be around the pillars of the NFL, the guys whom basically made the game the place it was, and afforded me the opportunity to play in this great league and have the things that I have. So I go back, I rub elbows and I huddle up with the guys and pick a couple of guys to learn new things about. And it's always fascinating getting to know people.
Who this year was the person you got to know?
Willie Lanier.
Okay.
And Lynn Barney. Two old school guys. Willie Lanier was actually the first black linebacker ever to play in the NFL. And, he's turned businessman and, he's doing great for himself. Lynn Barney sang backup for Marvin Gaye.
What?
So, right. These are I had no idea.
His resume.
I had no
That's
idea.
A great resume.
He actually has a gold record that he's
gold sung, record, he sung, gold jacket.
It's just fascinating learning about these men because, when they played, they had other jobs.
Yeah.
Because the league,
yeah.
you didn't make enough just playing football. So,
wow.
It was fascinating getting to know them, and I look forward to next year. And I think probably the most important thing was, just for the Colts fans, Marvin Harrison came back. You know, Marvin's not a guy with big groups and doing stuff like that. I was shocked to see Marvin after going in last year, mm-hmm. given the speech that he gave, for him to come back, the next year, it was good, and it says something about that room that we are in. There's only 310 of us, about 175 living, and when the time comes for us to get together and welcome in the group, we all come back to support.
Prestige company.
Yes.
That's a great room. Well, be honest, do you wear your gold jacket other places?
I do.
Where's the most, maybe not random, but where's somewhere where you slid that jacket on and you're like, this is... Maybe not something football. Have you ever worn it just somewhere kind of random?
I have. You know, when my first when you get it, like the first year, you're just kind of overwhelmed.
All outfits are gold.
Yeah, I mean, you're just kind of overwhelmed with what it means, and you're out of the game 5 years, and then all of a sudden you're recognized as like a great. So you know, it's a little overwhelming, but I actually had to show up to one of my. To my daughter's, you know, like bring your parent
okay.
to school day. And I had to talk about my career and what I did. So I wore my jacket.
Naturally, yes.
You know, I wore my jacket.
God, so. I don't think anyone can trump that. Parent to work day.
You know, I went to my daughter's school and I embarrassed her. She like,
that's a good way
I'm
to
just dad. So when
yeah.
you show up as dad, the Hall of Famer, they're kind of like,
Well, there are some Colts that are being mentioned as potential future Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. Edrin James, Frank Gore have been in conversations. When you hear those guys' names, does that just ring a bell of yes, Hall of Famers?
It does. Both of those guys are worthy. Actually, on the show before the enshrinement on Saturday, we started talking about guys that are in, and those were the two guys that I brought up. Simply because, you know, when you look at the numbers, the work that they put in and just, when and how they play, because Frank is still playing, what they mean to their teams. So, there's no doubt that both of those guys are going to get in. And when you start talking about running backs in this past happy league,
yeah.
It's always a good thing for me to mention guys like Frank that are still playing, that are still relevant and getting it done.
Or I saw you standing out there talking to him earlier. What was that conversation like? I think that was combined like 25,000 yards. I mean, ridiculous amount of yards standing together. What was that conversation like?
Frank has always been a student of the game. And from day one, when he came into the league with the 49ers, he called me and was like, hey, I want to know the secrets. I want to know the gifts. I want to know the trades. And, you know, every time we're around each other, we're talking football. We were talking inside zone, outside zone. We were talking about how to be effective in a game, new things that I've seen watching film, things, anything that I should be looking out for. And then he always wanted me to assess his play.
Wow.
And I let him know, you know, he'll send me clips and I'll let him know. I'm like, hey, I like this. I don't like this. Work on this.
Yeah.
A guy of his stature who's been in the league, who's done what he's done, he'll still reach out to guys like myself just to find out, like, how can he get better?
Well, I can't let you leave, can't let an NFL analyst leave without asking, kind of, what's your view of the Colts? You've jumped around to a couple different training camps. I know you're preparing for the season as an analyst. What have you seen this year? The Colts' new GM, kind of a new feeling in this building.
Yeah, Chris Ballard has done a great job at rebuilding this team. I mean, I saw them last year, and I probably recognized, like, maybe 10 guys.
Join the club.
I was asking for name tags. I'm going to say if there's one thing that defines a team, it's offense and defensive line. And I got the chance to watch 9-on-7. Super competitive. They have some offensive linemen that are just not nice guys. They're nasty. And if you want to get better, your offensive line sets the tempo and edge for your team. When they're soft, you are a soft team. When they're nasty, and they're downright about moving people off the ball, then your team is going to be about something.
Oh, that's exciting to hear from a Hall of Famer about some nasty defense and offensive line. Well, I know we'll see you Thursday Night Football when Denver comes down. Any other trips?
I'll be here for Peyton's statue unveiling. And hopefully I'll be here for a playoff game.
Hey, and we go to the Rams week one.
I'll be there. I'll be at that game as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Marshall. It's always great to have you.
My pleasure.
Thanks.